Greetings, Ridgeline Community Church families, and thank you for tuning into this week's podcast of the Ridgeline Family Weekly Podcast. This week's podcast is for the week of October 6th through the 12th of 2025. And the purpose of this weekly podcast is to give you what you need to know on the go regarding children's and student ministries of Ridgeline Community Church. We'll share important events that are upcoming, things your kids and students are learning, fun interactive elements, and most importantly, helpful tools and tips to equip you as parents to intentionally disciple your own kids and students as followers of Christ for the glory of God. Now, let's get started. Here are some important announcements we'd like you to know about. For Children's Ministry, Fall Fest is right around the corner. Save the date for Friday, October 24th for this wonderful outreach we get to do as a church each year. Candy donations and volunteer signups have begun, so be sure to check those out in an email you'll probably receive, or if you're physically at the church building, visit the table in the foyer to sign up and to donate candy. This past Sunday, the kindergarten through fourth grade learned about the story in Numbers 13, which is about the spies going into the promised land. And this Sunday, they'll be learning about God providing relief to his people when the fiery snakes were sent among them, which we read about in Numbers chapter 21. The fifth and sixth grade class finished their lesson about Joseph in Potiphar's house, and then this Sunday, they'll be learning about Joseph gaining influence in Egypt and ultimately forgiving his brothers. For Ridge One Student Ministry, last Wednesday was one night. We had Pastor Chris share an encouraging word with all the students. This Wednesday, we dive into the hands aspect of our vision series, which is the final aspect of the series. We desire to love God with all our strength/hands. We desire, both individually and corporately, for the students to heed from the Lord what He is calling them to be faithfully obedient in as they grow in living out their faith in God, being informed by Scripture. As a reminder, middle school and high school students have their Sunday morning classes every Sunday during the 9 o'clock service downstairs, and they are currently going through the teaching series that Pastor Chris is going through as we go in alignment with that series. The word of the week this week is the word redemption. Email that word to greg.heredia@ridgelinecc.org to enter a contest to win a $10 gift card to Coffee 33. All entries must be received before Wednesday, October 8th at 3 p.m. to be eligible for the prize. All right, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this week's edition of Helping Us Understand Gen Z Words on the Podcast. And today, I have Haley here, so I'm going to let Haley introduce herself by simply stating her name, which I've already stated. So would you please introduce yourself to us?
Yeah. My name is Haley Stark, and I'm a freshman in high school.
Awesome. Thank you, Haley. That was fantastic. And Haley, what Gen Z word today are you going to help us understand?
I'm going to be helping you guys understand the word slay.
Slay. All right, got it. So slay. Wow, okay. We got some commentary there in the background. So, Haley, can you give us a good Gen Z definition of the word slay?
Yeah. Stop it. So, slay means to do something exceptionally well, impress someone, or look great.
So, like when Granit Xhaka made an assist this last weekend in his soccer game, he slayed it? He slayed that?
Slay queen.
Slay queen. Would that be a good word? Haley, would that be a good word, use of that word?
Yeah, you might want to use a word that people like would know more about, like not some weird soccer person.
Well, hey, soccer is not weird and those people are not weird. All right, I'm low-key offended now, Haley. No, I'm just kidding. Would you like to say anything further?
Go slay.
And that is it, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great rest of your week. God bless. For this week's equipping segment of the podcast, My hope was to bring in a guest to kind of share a few things with us, just to get a variety of voices for this aspect of the podcast. But I was really captivated this week by something that I listened to and read that has to do with AI and social media. And I thought it'd be really good just to bring it to your attention as the parent of children and students. But I think there's a really powerful biblical lesson that comes from this as well. So just recently on the social media platform TikTok, which is one of the most popular social media platforms for the younger generation, I believe TikTok and Snapchat are kind of the main ones that they use. There is this new AI software or generator that has been introduced on TikTok called Sora. It's S-O-R-A. And what you can do with Sora via TikTok is you can type in, your name. It'll draw a picture from your profile, and you could say, I want to be doing this or I want to be doing that. And this Sora AI will generate then this video of you doing or saying whatever it is that you punch into the search engine or however you do this. I've only read it. I haven't done it myself. I don't have a TikTok or anything myself. But the interesting thing about this is what it's doing is it's actually all the more pushing this idea with social media of at least the idea of us trying to portray to the outside world a certain way in which we're living. And if AI can do this, now right now the baseline AI Sora stuff, it's pretty easy to see that it's AI and that it's not real. But I think this is a foundation for it. I don't want to say getting better because I don't know if better is the right word, but it becoming more realistic in the future so that I can actually fake things that I'm doing and saying to impress the audience that I might have on whatever social media accounts that I have. And this is, and it made me think about just this biblical reality when it comes to Matthew 18, because I think while that's like a very new and technological way in which we're trying to portray something to a certain group of people, that we live in this mindset now in the sense that we're always trying to portray something to the people around us, or we have a certain perception of people that we maybe have. We haven't talked about whatever that context is with that person, or we might not even know the person ourselves. So we have this perception about someone based on our assumptions, and therefore we start creating these conclusions about these people, which in most cases are not false, or they are false. Sorry, they're not true. And it just reminds me of, Matthew 18. And this is the context of Jesus talking about if someone has sinned against you. But I think this goes perfectly with this idea of dealing with reality versus perception. But he says, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have gained your brother. I'll just read that. But it keeps going, like if you have to continue that process and you bring him before the church leaders, the elders, and then if he continues to be defiant before the church, and then you actually cast them out as an unbeliever. But this idea that it's so important, especially in our day and age today, with all of the things that we have access to, the perceptions we want to adopt about people, the things that we want to think about people, that we always go to the source. We always go to the source to get what the truth is, instead of living based off of these perceptions of people because of maybe something someone did or maybe something that someone did not do. And so therefore, I have this idea about them. And so the real encouragement is just a reminder for us is that we need to go to one another. We need to have relationship with each other. We need to be in communication and conversation with each other so that we can not be living in this false sense of reality, but that we can actually live in reality with where people are at. And so it's just really interesting, this day and age we live in with social media and technology. And I just thought something to mention to you guys as parents to be aware of, that maybe your kids, like the level of, I even think of like cyberbullying that this particular AI software could bring is just so detrimental to so many people. And so just want you to be aware of it as a parent of students, of kids, that this is the day and age we live in. And I pray that these things can be a reminder for us to turn back to God's word and to really consider what God's word has to say about these things rather than capitulating to what the culture might say or even what our own personal preferences might be when it comes to these things. Thank you for listening to this week's podcast. To learn more about this ministry as well as what else God is doing at Ridgeline, visit our website at www.ridgelinecc.org. Have a great week, and God bless.